Recovering Egomaniac. I keep coming back to a stark realization, compelled by circumstances to acknowledge a fundamental flaw in my character. And not just mine, but a seemingly universal trait, the default setting for my basic concerns covers the spectrum from me to myself to I. It's like I'm living in a pre-Copernican cosmos, still believing that the sun revolves around the earth, and not just believing it, but acting as if that's the case, or at least certainly should be. Shouldn't my whims and impulses, my desires and needs, my priorities and compulsions be the most important things in the world? What a ridiculous question. Damn right they should. Or so goes my assumption. Of course, in the real world, this means I'm often bumping up against other egomaniacs who have their own version of this melodrama running, starring, naturally, themselves, with no interest whatsoever in casting someone else in that coveted leading role. Now and then, I bump so hard into someone else, or some situation involving others, that I'm forced by my pain to take a close look at what's going on and do some personal therapy. Perhaps in the form of reading from a book called When Things Fall Apart, doing some informal rehab, some meditation, extra hard swim workouts, more Tai Chi, talking things over with a friend, writing a poem, making up a song, playing my trumpet all night long, whatever it takes to get halfway sane again. That particular crisis weathered, I tend to slide back into good old egomaniac mode, perhaps a little more subtle version, till the next time. And there's always a next time. I'm long overdue to realize that I've got to stay on my program permanently, as is the case with any other addict who's serious about recovery, for ego is the real heroin, crack, alcohol, nicotine, and obviously, I'm seriously addicted to me.